Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
5 minutes into overtime on the road. This is the stuff of legends. Connor McDavid silencing Calgary. Also, Clay's redemption. And Woody Page, are the Rockies green? New uniforms say so. Let's go.
That was awesome.
Like I knew State.
Knew Frank you would hate it. Of course you do.
Awful. The Warriors back to the finals. Klay Thompson's emotion was awesome. What are we witnessing from the Warriors this season? How does this team compare to the other finals teams? But first, how this team put it together in running through the West and putting the Mavs out in five games. Clinton Yates, around the horn to you. What made this team a finals team again?
What makes this team a finals team to me is still their big three right now, Tony, Steph, Clay, and Draymond. The continuity that that team has had together between Steve Kerr and Bob Myers and what they've been able to do ever since 2 years ago when they were winning, you know, teenage levels of games in terms of what they were doing. They still stayed in it, and now they're back. But it's got to be Steph Curry overall in terms of what he did. On the 174 minutes that he was on the floor in the conference finals, they outscored the Mavericks in per 100 possessions by nearly 11 points. And in that time, they had an offensive rating of a .120. They're just playing better with that dude on the floor in terms of the spacing. He stepped up his defense as well. It's got to be Steph to me, the only guy to ever win a unanimous MVP, not only overall in the NBA, but clearly for the new award too.
Woody Page.
I think watching that series against the Nuggets, that they developed togetherness because Curry was on the bench, Clinton. He was coming off the bench. That gave Poole an opportunity to actually get himself involved and become more of a force on that team. It brought together a number of those bench players that got more of an opportunity to be in the game. Curry then developed, came back into the starting lineup. They were able to get past the Nuggets pretty easily, and you continue to see them get better throughout the series. Do they compare to those other teams? No. Give me the two Durant teams. Give me the team that won 73 games to top the Michael Jordan teams. I don't think they're there. They've got younger players that haven't been to this position before. Those guys were more veterans. They had four players at one time instead of three big stars like they do now.
Woody, I'm laughing not at your answer, but at the blackboard today. I mean, that's an A-plus for me. Here's a little bonus. Harry Lyles Jr., what makes this team a finals team?
It was the patience over the last couple of years. They allowed themselves to get healthy. You have one of the most legendary championship cores in NBA history between Draymond, Steph, and Klay, and allowing them to get healthy. You are now in your sixth finals in 8 years. The last time that happened was the Bulls from 91 to 98, and the only two other franchises to accomplish that are the Celtics and the Lakers. Like, we are talking about all-time greatness here, and that patience that we've seen from them has allowed them to draft their next generation of players that is going to help see this core out, as well as some experienced players like an Andrew Wiggins. To Woody's point, you saw how Jordan Poole was able to step up in the Nuggets series. You had Game 6 Klay come out against the Grizzlies, and in this past series, you had Andrew Wiggins step up and Kevon Looney. This is a Warriors team that, even though it is not as dominant as it was in the past, they can beat you in multiple different ways, and because of that championship pedigree, you have to fear them.
And Frank Isola.
If you go back to 2019, in the span of 1 month, Klay Thompson blew out his knee. Kevin Durant blew out of town. Think about that. That's two devastating losses. It took them 3 years to get back to the NBA Finals. When LeBron left Miami, it took them 6 years to get back. When Shaq was traded from the Lakers, it took them 4 years to get back to a Finals. Think about that. In those couple of years, to Harry's point, they did a really good job developing players, drafting players. Andrew Wiggins is your fourth best player. That's a former number one overall pick. But again, let's give a lot of credit to Klay Thompson. Blown out knee, blown out Achilles. He came back this year kind of up and down in a closeout game. They haven't had one game of importance at Shea Center up until last night, and it was Klay Thompson with 32 points. You can't ask for a better guy in the league He's a terrific guy and a terrific player, and it looks like the Warriors.
I know Woody volunteered that they're not as good as the Durant teams and the 73. I don't think anyone thinks that. But, Frank, when you view this team, a lot of things fell into place this year, right? I mean, even going back a few years, LeBron chose to saddle up with Anthony Davis, and that decision has played out in the Western Conference the last two seasons in a certain way. And then the way Phoenix fell apart and the way everything has fallen into place. Do you view this team as an NBA Finals team that deserves to be here, or maybe the pieces came together?
100%. Remember what happened last year with the Phoenix Suns. They didn't have to play against Kawhi Leonard. This happens all the time in the playoffs. Milwaukee won a championship. They really didn't have to face Kyrie Irving and James Harden. Every year you need luck and you need to stay healthy. This team is healthy at the right
Woody
time.
Woody Page, you want a last word?
Sure, I'm steamed here, Tony. You're not allowing me to talk about the fact that this team is not as good as those, because the Western Conference showed during the playoffs, with injury problems and struggles, that they were able to emerge, and I think you'll see them press more in the NBA Finals than they have.
Oh, that was an ironing joke? All right, I see. Yes, yes. You know, I'm still here for the joke, you know.
All over it.
Tony Stark, Tony Reale, it's the same thing. We'll move on. A follow-up question, though, on this series, and it's about the Dallas Mavericks, who go home, but a run to the Western Conference Finals, where they hadn't been out of the first round in years. How close are the Mavericks, Frank? What do they need? What would be best alongside Luka? Is there anything Luka needs to work on?
Well, number one, re-signing Jalen Brunson. You cannot let him walk. Now, if you're going to do a sign and trade and get something back, That's one thing. Let's not forget, Tim Hardaway Jr. is a pretty good player. He'll be back as well. But I think all this group of players, they all need to get better. Luka is part of it. His fitness needs to improve. I think he also has to become a little bit more unselfish. We're in an era now with ball movement. Look at what Boston is doing. Look at what the Warriors are doing. It's not just about isolation. I think his game will continue to develop and grow. You have a great foundation piece, but I think it's about the rest of that group getting better, and I think it begins with re-signing Jalen Brunson.
Harry Lyles Jr.,
I think they're close, and I think that it's important to remember that Luka's still just 23 years old, and he just did something averaging 30 points in the postseason in his first three seasons that only Wilt Chamberlain has also done. Yep. So you've got that piece in place. I think, to Frank's point, their ball movement is good. I think you need more consistency out of those role players, so I think that's what you have to attack, and I think within that, you have to find a really solid number two. I think that they think that Jalen Brunson is becoming that player, and he might. You might have to go out and get somebody in free agency. I also think that they need a rim protector, because you just allowed Kevon Looney to have 10 points and 10 rebounds against you, as well as his first 20-point game since high school. So to me, you got to improve there. And then defensively, you have to ask more consistent defense out of Luka Doncic, who Jason Kidd has had to ask multiple times this year, not just to try, but to participate defensively. So I think if you could get that out of him as well, you're in better.
Okay, Harry. I love you, Harry. You're still rookie year on this show. You said they're close, and then you talked for a minute and 30 seconds about the things they needed to do. Woody Page, I turn to you.
Yeah, I'm laughing because he sounded like what I was going to say, that I don't think they're that close. They've got to get a rim protector. They've got to get somebody in the middle. They got rid of Porzingis, and I understand why he was cluttering up the middle and getting in Luka's way more than anything else, but they got to bring in somebody. I was thinking about it this morning, and I said, if they could get Kawhi Leonard, a Kawhi Leonard type, I know that's not any Kawhi Leonard type.
Yeah, they grow on trees. We know this, right. Yeah.
He still needs, as Batman needed Robin, he still needs a guy that is going to help him. Is that Tim Hardaway Jr. coming back? No. He's a real fine piece there. Brunson, signing him, they may not. They're in luxury tax issues. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get a high draft choice this year. So they got to go out and find a free agent. They have a mid-level exception that they can use for a veteran that actually can also help them shoot from the outside.
And Clint Yates.
You thought about it this morning, Woody? Where were you when we were all talking about it before the show? Anyway, I think that the Mavericks, what they have that goes well is that they've got a relationship between owner, coach, and star player that is better than most teams in the NBA. As Pablo would say, I'd buy stock in them actually improving. Harry mentioned the fact that Jason Kidd actually had to say something about effort to Luka. Well, he also had to say something to him about complaining to the refs, and it worked. He kind of got it together a little bit. He was a little bit more focused. I believe they can do this because of that nucleus right now. The player I'd go after is Zach LaVine if I really wanted to add something to them.
All right. So you say Zach LaVine. Woody says Kawhi Leonard, or a Kawhi Leonard type, which, of course, is a rare thing to look for, but you approach the offseason with a little bit of starch, is what you're saying, Woody Page, right? A little bit of starch. We'll move on, of course. The Edmonton Oilers, this is oil country. On to the conference finals. It was overtime, and it was Connor McDavid. It's the stuff legends are made of. Woody, how big is it for the Oilers, and how big is it for the NHL that McDavid scored the game winner and is advancing to the Western Conference Finals?
Oh, I think it's incredible that you got the league's best, arguably, player that's going to be advancing against, if you want to call this next one, the 3M series. And the reason why I kind of overslept this morning is I was up late last night considering the Avalanche against the Oilers. When you have Makar, you have McKinnon, and you have McDavid.
Are you getting ahead of yourself? You still got St. Louis here, Woody. It sounds like you're getting ahead of yourself.
Oh, they're not going to overcome. They're going to lose tonight. You want to bring that up? They're going to lose tonight against the Avalanche. It's over with. However, I think that's the kind of finals in the Western Conference that the league really needs. Big names. Guys that are incredible. You're talking about McDavid. How appropriate was that? It would have been the same way the night before if McKinnon, with his third goal, the hat trick, if that had been the winner, you'd have these two players going immediately into the series 1-1. I think it's incredible for the NHL what they've got on the Western side. The Eastern side has to catch up.
Harry Lyles Jr.
I will say there is no ifs, ands, or buts. That is the best player in the sport. And I think that that is great for the sport. And I think what we just saw on that stage in the Battle of Alberta, that was an 80s-style Battle of Alberta without the elbows and the punches. That's what we saw last night. Four goals in a minute and 11 seconds. How could anybody not be excited about that? To have the controversial reversal of the call with the puck that was kicked in the goal, and to have McDavid finish all of that off, It's incredible for the NHL. Like, this is what you need. And he is a player that is statistically showing to be a historically great player, averaging 2.27 points this postseason. That's only happened two other times, and it was Wayne Gretzky.
Frank Isola.
I mean, think about this. Edmonton won a five-game series, and they gave up 20 goals. That is pretty hard to do, 20 goals in five games, and they still won. No, the one thing about Edmonton, like for people in, you know, the U.S., nothing against our good friends in Western Canada, but we're not really paying attention to a lot of teams out there for the most part.
Okay, speak for yourself, Frank. Thank you for your expertise.
Hang on. I'm talking about in general. We're not paying attention to the Oilers, but everyone knows Connor McDavid, number one. Number two, you think about the great players, the history of that franchise. That's the one franchise that does have appeal because of Gretzky and Jari Kurri and Paul Coffey and Grant Fuhr. So it's great to have the best player there and to have that team in the Western Conference Finals.
Glenn Yates.
Western Finals.
This was the best series of the playoffs so far. You can include the NBA on that. And I got Woody filibustering about teams and other things. And Frank telling me about dudes from 30 years ago. What are we talking about? Leon Draisaitl became a household name in this. Calgary actually got jobbed in this game. And if you've been paying attention to the NHL, this is the best thing you could want by miles, because Canada's team finally feels like the team of destiny. Pay attention. The Oilers are not messing around. We'd love to see it.
Woody, you're so confident about Colorado tonight. Anybody want to take St. Louis right now to put it on the line against Woody Clinton?
Sure. Why not? I'll take the Blues.
All right. Harry?
Go Blues.
Yeah. I think we got some Blues fans on the panel now after that.
Okay. Call me tomorrow to party.
Buy or sell on the other side.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
We are still looking for simultaneous minutes of good basketball. The Celtics and the Heat at the same time playing the good basketball. Is it possible? And can the Heat extend and get us to seven? Game 6 tonight in Boston, either a coronation or something dramatic, Clinton. How can the Heat stay alive tonight?
The Heat cannot win this game unless Tyler Hero plays. I know some people on this panel have a problem with what he wears when he's on the bench, but the fact is that the sixth man of the year for Miami, they need him in order to be able to advance. If Boston loses this game, this is a bad loss, in my opinion, on that.
All right, Frank, you're just invoked. You have on our group chat taken pot shots at the fashion of certain players when they don't play games. Please, floor is yours.
I know. I heard about how hard, you know, how he was killing him not to play. It didn't look like it on the bench. He looked gutted with that outfit he had on. But Clinton is right. They need him in order to win. I just think they're too banged up. Think about Boston. Yeah, a few years ago, they had two chances to beat Cleveland in Game 6, Game 7. Couldn't get it done and make it to the finals. They have another chance. And by the way, Kyrie left Boston. Their one went away. Kevin Durant left Golden State. They're already in the finals. Pretty interesting that the two of them together and their teams are going to make it to the final.
Sure is interesting to you, Frank. And really, just brass tacks here. What outfit does someone wear if they want to look like they want to play? I don't know.
You put on the team-issued garb. Nate McMillan makes the Hawks wear it. That's what you should be wearing.
Harry Lyles Jr.
Better look.
Look, I think that the Heat are really going to need a historic performance from Jimmy Butler tonight just because there's too much going on around him. There's too many injuries. They've shot 35% or less the last two consecutive games. That's the first time the Heat have ever done that in their franchise's history. And their starting backcourt is 1-for-28 shooting the last two games, while the Celtics are also holding the Heat under 85 points per game. It's going to take an absolute miracle for it to happen tonight.
Do you foresee that, Harry?
No, I think that's way too much to
Yes. And Woody Page, how about you?
Yeah, to have any chance, the Heat's going to have to play hero ball, and that's not going to happen. Tyler, though, is going to do everything, and I think he'll be back on the court. But Celtics at home, with that defensive effort that they've shown the last three games, yes, it's the Celtics.
Realizing these playoffs have been bad, historically bad, every game for feeling perpetually like it's in double digits. I mean, at some point, it was on pace to have the most blowouts in seven decades. So what is reaction and what is overreaction, I guess, is what I want to say here. Because there was a glorious hot take from Hall of Famer James Worthy on a Detroit radio show, Stoney and Jansen. Take a listen, please.
And I think because of the rush of guys not going to college. I mean, Kareem had 4 years with John Wood. Michael Jordan and I had 3 years with Dean Smith. So you learn the fundamentals. Not only that, you learn how to live. You don't get that. Guys are coming to the NBA, they're not fundamentally sound, you know, so all they do is practice threes, lift weights, get tattoos, and tweet and go on social media. That's it.
Woody Page, are you with James Worthy? Are you throwing people off the lawn? Or are you calling out today's players an overreaction to one bad postseason?
I'm not overreacting, but I think these young players are not worthy. They are not, they're too busy shooting threes, not looking for the better shots, taking a chance when you could be making layups like they did in Worthy's day, and you're just throwing it back outside. I was around and covering those NBA teams at that point, and yes, these players are not as mature as those guys were when they came into the league. They could sign a check, actually. These guys don't know how to write a check.
I don't believe they need to write a check. Venmo works. Clint Yates, how about you?
Venmo, exactly.
I think the discussion that Worthy is bringing up in terms of professionalism versus style of play are two different ones. And I think when it comes to style of play, the game evolves. Sorry, deal with that. But when it comes to what we're talking about, all these bad games and stuff, this is a different situation. Mark Cuban brought this up. They're playing too many games. Guys are breaking down. It's an actual issue that goes on within the league in terms of what they schedule. And I think this is the result of it right now in the playoffs.
Frank Isola.
Thank God he said and not me. You guys would have taken me to Times Square and stoned me to death. He's right about social media. It's a cesspool. But guess what? There are good high school coaches. There are good AAU coaches. But I think what he's really getting at, you know, we're not developing players well enough at a young age where you used to get that in college. That I do agree with.
And Harry Lyles Jr.
Yeah, I'm not buying much of this. Like, to me, I will say I do think that he is a good hot take artist, because usually with those becomes ridiculous things, like saying that the generation is only worried about lifting weights and what did he say? Shooting three-pointers and going on social media. Maybe me, but I think that's a really broad brush to paint an entire generation of players with, and I don't know that that's exactly fair.
Most underrated.
What he got there, Woody Page? Oh, yes. So
that's his mugshot.
Now I get it.
Nope.
Did you make that at work last weekend, Woody?
It's the license plate.
He was arrested last night.
All right. So, but it's not green. We're going to talk about the Rockies' new uniform. Maybe we'll bring Woody back for that, but he didn't survive this one. Clinton Yates, Harry Lyles Jr. showdown in 2 minutes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hurricanes beating the Rangers in Game 5, as they do when they play at home, 7 straight. Game 6, though, tomorrow in New York, where the Hurricanes have lost every road game this postseason. What is that? Explain that, Clinton Yates. And you have the series going the distance, or is it over for the Rangers?
Not great, but I do think the Canes close it up tonight. Antti Raanta playing against his former team. I don't think that Rod Brindamore thinks his team can get to the Stanley Cup final having no away wins. I think they do it tonight. Mm-hmm.
I don't think if they haven't won a road game up to this point, it's not going to change. But I do think because of their home, their ability to play at home so well, I do think that the Canes will win this 1-7.
Mm-hmm. We'll move on. The Colorado Rockies' new City Connect jerseys. Are you ready? I'm not sure you're ready. Now you're ready. June Lee says they're radical. Check them out. How radical are they? Harry Lyles Jr., yes or no to the green Rockies?
I'm a yes. We should have more fun with jerseys, especially now that Nike's outfitting Major League Baseball. Let's get some peaches or potholes for the Braves, Subway for the Mets. Let's get creative with these.
Clinton?
I'm wearing a white belt right now, so I stand in solidarity with these uniforms. But the negative space to color block between the actual mountains and the green, the forests of Denver or of Colorado, this is a great look from a design standpoint. We love it.
I just never thought of mountains as green. I mean, of course they're green. I just think of the Rockies as white and snow. 30 seconds of FaceTime, Harry Lyles Jr.
May is Water Safety Awareness Month, and this is a very important issue to bring forth and attention to because of Memorial Day weekend coming up. It is when people are around pools more, and you need to be safe around the water. Drowning is the number one reason that children do not make it to kindergarten. There are many things that you can do in order to prevent this. You could have them wear life vests, swim lessons, go swimming with your family. There's a lot of information on this topic that you can find. I highly recommend that you look into this this summer at nomoreunder.org so we can have a fun, safe, and happy summer all together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Harry Lyles.
The trees in Colorado, Tony.
Long weekend for you guys. We'll be back Monday. See you then.